you think you could bring them into a later discussion is what you're saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
We're just kind of forming up now. So.
Yeah. And Aaron mentioned in his message about the sort of agenda of today's call was just really trying to focus a little bit more on the logistics than the technical side, because we could talk about our theories on how things need to work for a while, but it would be good to, I think, sort of think about how to break the work down and really how to move it forward from where we're at right now. But I think Aaron, if you're okay with it, I'd like to kick off to you and just give if you could just give us kind of an idea of where the high level storage work is at today, and then maybe we can kick into the discussion that you suggested and about the roadmap and how to proceed.
Okay, sure. Well, as far as where it's at, so basically, you know, I don't know who's on the call, but I think most of us know the history, but you know, just so you know, at the London meeting back in February, where we sort of initially proposed the idea of high level storage, and in the meeting in Spain in July, we sort of cemented the thought that this was a good thing going forward, and at Open Repository, several members of the community basically you know, thought that this, you know, high level storage was a good idea going forward. So we've had some proposals, some basic sketches of what the high level storage API might look like, and some ideas to digest. But up to this point, I'll say that the basically most of the conversation has not been, I guess, there's not been development, and it has not been concrete, other than, you know, maybe prototyping exercises informally. And partially that was due to, you know, for my own part at the Data Conservancy, you know, I haven't really had, hasn't really been on the map up till this point. So for me, this and Dan, for as an example, this high level storage work is, you know, basically we have some time explicitly set out for doing this going forward. And at the meeting in Spain, we basically had the idea would be that, you know, once Fedora 3.4 was out the door, that this, until the end of the year, we would basically be working on a concrete design, which ultimately would be agreed to by the committers in the community, and then development starting in earnest later on this year for Fedora 4.0. So right now we're at the stage where, you know, where it's time to basically kick off concrete design activities, trying to hash out specific changes to the object model, specific a concrete high-level storage API, and all the issues that are attached to it. So I kind of see the next few months as being heavily design and theory oriented, you know, where all the technical issues come to the front. Does anybody else share that view or not share that view? That was my understanding of how we're going to proceed, and it sounds reasonable to me.
Well, one addition. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Asker.
No. I'll just say I agree. Plus one for voting for that.
I was going to reinforce the notion that having something of a forward-looking roadmap, but dividing it down into an evolutionary development so that we can get pieces in place that are useful now, and then slowly adding capability over time, but with a view towards the future.
Yeah, so, you know, I think that makes sense, and I think throughout this process, we'll probably do a bit of scoping. You know, and going with Fedora 4.0, we, you know, since we're proposing this high-level storage anyway, we can perhaps be a little more, less conservative with changes that we have wanted to do or might be necessary to take advantage of some of the benefits that high-level storage does allow. But, you know, we do need to, I think, always be aware of scope going forward, that, you know, if we can basically come up with sort of a bang for the buck,
pragmatic,
a set of changes to functionality for Fedora 4.0 that really gets us where we want, and something like transactions, for example, could be layered on top at some later point if we decide that, you know, it's not a 4.0 thing, then we can, you know, go ahead and do that. But I think those sort of issues will emerge as we talk about various topic areas, I think. So I guess, you know, moving forward from there and reflecting on some of the suggestions and conversation going forward, I see basically three major threads of discussion, and you know, if anybody sees anything additionally, please speak up. But you know, I we spoke about this a little bit last week. But first of all, the Fedora object model itself. We know that the high-level storage interface, one of its features is that it uses the Fedora object model as the means of communication between sort of the upper-level management manipulation stuff that's going on within Fedora and the low-level serialization, slice and dice sort of stuff that would occur down below. So, I mean, it's pretty important to get a sense on what changes, if any, would need to be made to the Fedora object model in order to facilitate this. And I do know that data stream versioning was one potential issue to discuss, whether or not the versioning is a concern of a lower level, or if it still needs to be elevated to the Fedora object level. So I think that will end up being an important conversation in that thread. Secondly, there was some discussion as far as the audit trail for objects. They're an explicit data stream in the model, or if they really sort of belong somewhere else. So I kind of view that all as one thread centered around the model. Secondly, the APIs itself. So we have some initial proposals. My first one was very simple. Asger introduced the idea of separating them further into readable and writable interfaces. We've talked about return values, returning some sort of ticket that will allow introspection on storage processes, and potentially additions that facilitate transaction support. So I think that's a whole set of issues that perhaps might have the model discussion as a prerequisite, but you know, that's a second thread. And the last one I identified was the architecture itself. And basically, whether we go with a layering or chaining of high-level storage modules that you can sort of plug together, how does it all fit together? Data-oriented messaging, caching, and indexing, and all the stuff that can happen within the within different modules within the high-level storage layer. So I think there's a whole discussion around the internals of that. So I guess on this call of logistics, I think we ought to get this sort of list of themes and subtopics within them sort of hammered down. And I was thinking that it may be useful to basically have these represented in JIRA, and then so we can basically track down sub-issues that are attached to this major theme, which are in the high-level storage roadmap. And I don't consider myself a JIRA expert, but I think we probably ought to be have this represented in JIRA in a way that can be kind of understood and helpful. So
yeah.
I guess I'll yield the floor to whoever has input on that.
I certainly have some experience with JIRA in setting up different components. And I know there's a variety of things you could do with that. It strikes me that even having three components set up for high-level storage might make sense at this point. The three you mentioned, the Fedora object model, API, and architecture, and if things fall under those components, we could subdivide those, but I don't think JIRA has the concept of sub-components. Maybe it does.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it would be. Sorry, Eddie?
I was just saying it doesn't have sub-projects, which is really annoying.
Yeah. So we end up, if we want different config for different components, that's wildly different than we do a completely separate project. But like what we've done for, I think the client, the Fedora client stuff was just created a component called Java Client. And so right now we've got a series of components here. I don't really see anywhere where this is where you can actually create subcomponents, but syntactically you could. And I think I have seen examples of, where people just use a component name that's like, HL storage colon whatever. We could come up with a thing for that if need be. But it seems, it would be a good start just to have the major components that you mentioned, Aaron. And if we need, if we feel the need that those are just getting way too unwieldy themselves, then I think we could probably just fake subcomponents if we need to.
So does anybody have any opinion about those major themes in the sense, do you think that that's just about the right granularity, or do you think that there may be some other major area that besides those three that should be represented? Because I know I was thinking about a theme on Fedora's APIs, but I've sort of wrestled with that and think that any changes to Fedora's APIs to leverage functionality that's now possible with high-level storage is kind of a little bit of a separate issue. So that did not make the list, but I was sort of on the edge about that.
Sorry, Aaron, what was that again?
Well, another theme focused on Fedora APIs. So not just the internal Java-based high-level storage API, but any changes that are necessary to Fedora's APIs. For example, suppose that in high-level storage we do have a return value that basically functions as a ticket for determining when it completes, let's suppose that there are some asynchronous operations and we need to get that to the client in some way. Well, that would seem to imply that we would need to possibly tweak Fedora's public APIs in order to expose that if we wanted to do so. So my question was, you know, issues such as that, if they would belong underneath this umbrella of those three major themes, or if they are kind of a separate set of issues that, you know, aren't really, are a little bit out of scope for this particular conversation.
Yeah, I think that's a good aspect to be looking at, and I think it could probably be grouped under effect on other Fedora modules or effect on, you know, Fedora, the repository, you know, anything outside of it. To me, that includes the effect on Fedora's public APIs, but also, I see under the APIs that you initially suggested transaction support question. And, you know, to me, that raises a question about what, you know, is that seems to be potentially affecting more than just the high level storage. Does it have an effect on, you know, whether we expose Fedora as a transactional resource? Does it put a requirement on us to support databases in a purely transactional mode? Like, for example, today, MySQL, you know, you can do it with MyISAM, which is non-transactional, but do we just draw a line and say, you know what, your database needs to be plugged in as a transactional resource for Fedora moving forward? I think that's a perfectly fair thing to say, but it's another example of something that could be an effect on the bigger picture of Fedora.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, Chris, so are you suggesting that there might be a fourth theme in there that deals with sort of public APIs and big picture how Fedora itself functions type of issues?
Well, I'm not quite that far. I'm saying it's important, I think, for us to highlight in any of these design areas where we have where we may be creating a need to change other aspects of Fedora, so that, you know, we can be aware of those and mindful of them as we move forward with the 4.0 work. That could be accomplished, I think, with a separate topic area or component, but I'm kind of wondering if there's enough overlap that just, you know, makes things kind of ambiguous. Because, you know, and maybe we just, you know, assign things to multiple component areas. If so, that might be the way to do it. So for example, high level storage APIs, maybe you start with the fact that high level storage needs to expose or needs to return some kind of indicator or some kind of token that people can then query on. So there's the effect on Fedora's public API. So maybe that particular item actually belongs to both the API category and also the effect on Fedora category, or whatever we call it.
Well, I think that this work needs to be informed by Fedora's role in the overall storage/persistence question. So I started thinking on this list that one thing that was missing was characterizing the storage that Fedora was using. So where Fedora was storing things. But with Chris's comment, that the other side of it is how are people using Fedora to store things? So Fedora sits kind of in the middle. But we do need to be informed by the things that Fedora stores into, and probably by the things that use Fedora for storage.
And you're saying that, that is relevant to the conversation of the high-level storage APIs as well as the Fedora APIs?
Yes, and I would probably start with looking at the things that Fedora stores into first as a pragmatic sort of thing. But I'm just thinking aloud here. But it does need to be informed by the other side about things that want to store stuff in Fedora. And that's going to inform what the APIs need, Fedora's public APIs need to look like. So we can trace the thread all the way to the other side of Fedora.
So that's, to me, that seems to be adding a little bit more weight to the idea that that we clearly have some sort of category of the effect on Fedora. But Dan, what you seem to be saying is that the effect on Fedora may be, may certainly be larger if we consider how people are using Fedora itself as a storage related resource.
Yes. Yes. I am. And then I really just started that to talk about what Fedora stores into, but in response to what you're talking about, how do we figure out what the front-end APIs need to look like? I can give a very simple example, but I don't want to do that and slow down the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, well, the current question at hand is just do we think we have the right set of a few main categories to be listing some of these design activities beneath? So Dan, does that mean that based on what you've pointed out, does that mean that you think maybe having the whatever we call it effect on Fedora category added to these three categories that Aaron mentioned makes sense?
Yes, because it's only talking about the high-level storage APIs, but we need to look in both directions. So there certainly is a category on the effect on Fedora's APIs on the front end and how it relates to storage on the back end.
So the suggestion is, for now, we add another category here, I'm suggesting the name we've been using for now, effect on Fedora. Aaron, do you have another way of articulating that?
Only less elegantly.
Okay. It's hard to get less elegant than that, but okay. So, as a working category name, it sounds like we can go with that for now. So, does that work with kind of how you're thinking about this, Aaron? That things can belong to multiple of these categories. I know certainly that's doable in Jira.
It does.
Well, might I suggest that, and this is definitely from our experience with the Data Conservancy, that we need to be a little bit more free in being able to propose things. So I think the wiki is probably the place where most of the design happens, and that as we get more rationalized tasks that drop out of that we can do right now, that we then consider going ahead and getting that into JIRA.
So do you think then we should sort of move on to then sort of how to proceed and then maybe step back to fleshing out the stuff within the threads of interest then?
I think that makes sense because they'll inform each other.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I was just thinking about how to proceed and was wondering if it made sense to use future special topics meetings for this, or if we ought to basically form special interest groups with periodically reporting back to the main Fedora meetings. You know, so those who are interested in reviewing the object model, there'd be sort of a call on the mailing list or something to get a few names, and then just amongst our group, come up with a time to meet and with how we're going to basically communicate to get some of these issues done, and basically do that for each of the major theme areas, realizing that some of the major themes might be revisited after the others. Like the object model might be the first one, and then once that is basically through, going on to the APIs and such. And you know, because I think one thing that worries me about using the special topics meetings during these Tuesday. You know, I worry about dominating the conversation with a lot of high-level storage technical stuff, and I also worry about scheduling as well, because there are several others who hopefully the idea is to you know, get members of other people who may not be committers but have expressed interest at open repositories or otherwise, you know, into these conversations somehow. So we may need to just sort of split off and among the interested parties figure out some way to make it work.
Yeah, I really think the idea of splitting off into subgroups is the practical thing to do here, because this is a big enough body of work that I think if we tried to just, you know, keep the discussion going solely in the Fedora committer meetings, that as you mentioned, it might dominate, but also we might artificially hold back some of the discussion that needs to happen just by, you know, we have these meetings once a week and we try to keep them to 2 hours, but there are going to be times when, you know, folks want to go off and do some design, and that's just the natural thing to do. So I like the idea of having sort of these subgroups myself. Any other feedback on that?
Okay. You know, and secondly, I was wondering about basically, communication on the Fedora developers list, and sort of the same concerns are there as well. You know, if we basically encourage having most technical discussion about high level storage on the developers list, or if it makes sense to sort of keep most of it within the subgroups, you know, unless we're sort of reporting back.
Yeah. Is there concern that, I mean, I guess I feel like the traffic on the list is a positive thing. And it, you know, it helps to keep people informed as to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, potentially invite new participants into the fold if there's a clear interest. Is there something that are you concerned about anything but the traffic or just the volume of traffic happening on that list? Is it just, it feels like it might not be the natural place to.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess my only concern really is the traffic on it. Just because, you know, I don't recall it sort of being used for that way before, you know, like over the period of a few months for sort of intense design activities and debate around features or APIs or such for an extended period of time.
I'd like to make a comment, but I wanted to let somebody else make a comment first if they wanted to. Aaron posed this question to me yesterday, and thinking about it overnight, I think that the developer list is actually a very good place to have this conversation. It's fairly easy to filter and has two very good benefits. People who aren't working on the subgroup get a taste of what's going on and can jump in and out when they feel like it. And secondly, people who are outside of the normal flow of Fedora work can also get to that list without us propagating a lot of special lists. I don't mind filtering.
Maybe it'll also sort of work to more strongly differentiate between the user and developers list.
Yeah, too.
That's true, because people who don't want to get into the nitty gritty of the development activities may very well leave. but you know, I think that's what we've always intended that list to be about, is really discussion of the development activities, whether it's, you know, details on fixing a simple bug or you know, it's kind of unfortunate that we've got the crossover that we do, but I wouldn't want us to have to try to treat the dev list like the user list, just because sometimes we tend to get user list oriented things on that list. So I really think, you know, we've got, the list has a good number of members on it, at least a couple hundred. And presumably not all, you know, most of those aren't bouncing. but I do feel like that's kind of where the communication tends to be if people are interested in, you know, what's going on in the Fedora repository development. That's kind of where people keep an ear out.
Okay, so, you know, it sounds like we're sort of going to encourage traffic to that list then, and I'm okay with that.
Do we have any? We have several people who haven't said a word about it. So, any other opinions on that out there?
I think the developers list would be the correct place and a good place for that. I think as much visible and public stuff that's out there. And yes, if it encourages people to use the users list for it, we'll use a sort of thing that's a side benefit.
I have a lot of opinions about the designs we're going to make, but not that many opinions about how we're organizing the design work. And you guys seem to have it well in hand. So I didn't feel the need to contribute at this point.
Okay. Cool. So let's give that a try then. So okay, for something concrete, I guess sort of jumping back to the main threads of interest then, my own personal opinion is that the Fedora object model is probably the best topic to delve into first.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think that so I guess going forward, on this call, I wonder if it makes sense to just sort of look at some of those possible sub issues, you know, underneath that, and just sort of enumerate that. And I'm thinking that basically in order to kick that off, you know, maybe versioning or basically picking one of the sub issues and then basically expand that conversation. First off, sort of on the list, and then probably you know, that will lead to an actual call, you know, which or something like that, which we might then just the schedule and kind of do that, basically, just in general, make sure we have the items listed under each topic, and then, you know, basically just sort of debate them, come to a conclusion, and then sort of move on, breaking off into calls when necessary. You know, and I kind of have a feeling that will sort of evolve naturally in the discussion. I mean, does anybody else sort of think that way, or do you think it would be worthwhile actually specifically getting together a group of people and starting a technical discussion on the phone first?
I feel like trying to get the landscape sort of generally agreed on first is a good idea. I mean,
okay.
It feels to me like these are big enough subject areas in themselves that once we kind of know what falls under what category, that'll help people identify what area they are most interested in.
Okay.
Aaron, did you want to go through that list of subcategories now?
Yeah, so I was thinking just as sort of a last item on this particular special topics call, just to sort of list some of the items under each of these, just do a little bit of brainstorming and see if we can come up with such a list, and then basically post that to the mailing list, post something to the mailing list, you know, basically kicking off the technical discussion on the Fedora object model, and just see it evolve from there. So I guess for right now, so on the wiki page, the item is review Fedora object model, proposed revised digital object interface, and the only thing underneath it is versioning. I also think that audit trail is another item that ought to be underneath it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Should we just spit out ideas as they come here?
Yep.
Okay.
Spit out ideas.
Separate out the kind of content, i.e. XML or non-XML, from where you store it. So at the moment, we've got a confusing mix of kind of types of data stream, which needs reviewing.
Yeah, so that's like referring to inline XML. So versioning. What to do about this isn't in rels ext or int, but the object properties. Early on when we put the FoxMail schema together, we we identified object properties as potentially being extensible, and it seems to me like we should have a conclusion on whether that's really needs to be the case if we're
That's, you know, what do we assert in RDF type data streams, or what are kind of outside of that? What's the common language for that sort of thing?
Yeah. So extensibility of object properties versus just using Rails X slash int.
I would like to chime in. And do we really need both Rails X and Rails int? Couldn't we just do Rails or RDF data stream?
Well, that goes, I'm not disagreeing with you, Asker, in any way. that goes to the discussion of interoperability versus extensibility, and getting exactly the right tension between the two of them. So having a Fedora standard way of keeping relationship information, however, makes things more interoperable. Letting people do their own thing provides extensibility. And I think finding that balance is a really good discussion.
So to list this, I mean, I was thinking originally I was writing Rails X slash int versus RDF data stream. And Dan, you mentioned extensibility versus interoperability.
Yes. So for example, Fedora can have a default RDF data stream that has specific standards that provide consistent interoperability. The design of that we can work out, but that doesn't stop people from having other sorts of extensions that allow them.
So are we, I'm just curious, are we talking about changes to the Fedora object model itself or semantics of something within the Fedora object model?
Changes to the Fedora object model.
And mm-hmm. I would say that the Fedora object model is layered. There's some extremely core layer that then gets another layer on top of that, then gets another layer on top of that. So, for example, I don't know if the RDF is necessarily at the bottommost layer. Maybe it's in the second layer.
Right, because certainly that's how it evolved was, you know,
right.
You have an object which is a container of data streams. Oh, and the data streams could be versioned. Oh, and some of them might actually mean something.
Right. And for us to design that right that correct level of tension and extensibility, you'll hear me later on talk about something called the hourglass design. Not a good thing to talk about today. As a guiding principle. And I'm completely open to what needs to be where. I'm not trying to say anything about that, but that we need to talk about it.
Well, it seems worth, as we brainstorm on these ideas, it seems worth just capturing the general tensions that people are identifying and then, spinning that the deeper discussion off into those subgroups. So the Rails X int versus RDF data stream seems like a topic that may belong in the Fedora object model, or the this category that Aaron identified. Aaron, I'm not sure I understood your question completely, because it seems to me like, just, and this, you know, this is probably just a semantic thing, is the Fedora object model encapsulates its semantics. does discussions about how RHEL's ext or int are used, do you feel like those are starting to get a little too far into the semantics?
Yeah, I don't see. I don't really know, because when I think of Fedora object model, I mean, I think of, I don't know. I think of, you know, RHEL's ext, RHEL's int, and all that sort of stuff. As far as the Fedora object model is concerned, it's just the data stream.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like I'm thinking at the level such that, you know, such that high level storage would be relevant to the conversation. You know,
okay.
And I don't
agree.
Okay.
First,
go ahead, Asger. I'm curious too, because I'm starting to understand what Dan and Aaron are pointing to here.
I agree that to a point that how we serialize RDF into data streams are not really a high level concern. But you put it very broadly, and one of the fundamental designs of the object model, and one I don't really like, is that the objects should be self-contained. It's not. I've always wondered, why is it that it's the individual data streams' job to assert which kind of checksum, if any, they have, and not the content models, when that assert the existence of data streams and so on. And since we actually use RDF to assert content models, and I do not like a high-level store that doesn't understand content models, we can't really just say RDF is not the province of the high-level store.
Interesting point.
Maybe add to that, you know, if you come up for an overall object model, content model design that has some sort of ontology, then that impacts what you would put in, you know, at least one of your RDF data streams, for example, if you want to use that to describe what you're implementing. So it kind of does touch on that, I think.
Well, it also touches on the issue of where you put which semantics. So, for example, putting it all in one RDF data stream may or may not be appropriate. RDF may be used, but there is some semantics about the data stream that is only about the data stream and not about its relationship to other data streams. Then you step up and say, now what's the relationship to other data streams within the compound object? And then you step up and say, what is the relationship between objects? So you can keep on stepping up in these layers of adding semantics. If you do that, you get a separation of concerns.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like I'm trying to understand where Asger is coming from on Asger, you made the statement that you didn't like a high level storage design that didn't consider content models. And I think that, I mean, if I can, you know, sort of translate that into my terms, I guess, or just a concrete example, one of the concerns that high-level storage is talking about addressing is multiplexing, and it seems like it's if you want to, you know, make storage decisions at the high-level storage layer based on things that are asserted in RHEL's ext and int, that you have to have a pretty or some base understanding of where to look for that information on which you're making those decisions. I guess the one way of dealing with that is kind of what we did in Akubra, which is basically punt and say, well, here's the thing you're storing. If you want to make a decision on where it gets stored or what you do with it, then you're going to have to understand that thing. So you require some intelligence in the thing that's doing the multiplexing. It has to know, oh, well, this is a Foxmul 1-1 object, so I know that content model happens to be asserted in the rels ext data stream in this way. And in that way, you can kind of constrain the need to be aware of things like the content model and things that kind of get into the semantics to a small portion of the overall high-level storage work. Does that make any sense, Aaron, Asger?
I think so. It is true that it's not much information about from the content models that need to go that the storage is going to need to reflect upon, but there's going to be some information that is going to reflect upon, which was basically what you said, as far as I could understand it. And we can express that in a controlled small subset of qualities in one shape or another. That's what I heard you say.
Okay. Basically. Yeah. I guess thinking about it a little bit more, it seems like at a base level, the decisions to multiplex or store things in different locations needs to be able to act on, it needs to be able to do whatever it wants with the content to figure out to figure out where it goes or make those decisions. But the kind of easy way to approach that is to say, well, the Fedora Digital Object class or interface has these things that you can be sure of. It has a property, a Java getter for what the content model is, and the multiplexer can always just get that, and it doesn't have to care about how it's persisted. Or
I would be very happy with that, not really caring about how the content model is expressed, but just making sure that everything is can get the content models, by the way.
So there, it does seem like there's a concern around this. I mean, it's worth digging in a little bit more as it relates to high-level storage, because the question, I guess the bigger question is how, if high-level storage needs to be able to act on things like content model and things that we consider to be a little bit higher in the semantic stack, then is that information provided, does it need to make assumptions about where to find that in the objects, or will there be convenience methods that it can use? I don't know how to articulate that in less than 30 words.
Yeah, I want to build on this notion of convenience methods, actually just services, is that there are plenty of people who want to grab the raw stuff and work with it outside of Fedora. But providing either services inside Fedora that people can plug in, or delegating it to things to storage, or having some services out in the Fedora framework that do some of these operations that provide a convenient way to put together the picture you want to work with. So there's a question of where do you put the data, and then there's a question of what code do you provide to make it easier to work with. So I don't want to leave the notion of the code or services or functionality completely separate from where the data that it uses is stored. So, for example, one use case that in the Data Conservancy right now is, and also IROTS, is that there are people who are going to be storing stuff and directly off of instrumentation or large scientific data sets, who then will inform Fedora about it. Or Fedora will find out about it. But they can still interoperate with the storage without having to go through the Fedora API immediately.
So they can act on the constitution of the thing. I mean, sort of their interpretation of what the thing is.
Right. They only need to think of a file as a file or a blob as a blob, because that's all the semantics there are. If they're talking to S3, they only need to think of it in terms of S3. But Fedora needs to think of it in terms of how are all these things related? Is this a new version of that intellectual entity? Is it related to another entity in the system? So I can interact with storage and work with it in the terms of its semantics. But I can interact with Fedora in terms of its capabilities, and that code helps me make it convenient to work with the meta information that Fedora is keeping.
Yeah.
Have I talked a little too long there?
Well, so just to try to summarize, what you're kind of saying is, you know, things need to be able to interact at a generic level with the files or blobs that are coming from Fedora. So treat it in their own terms. And that, to me, that's kind of a base capability that's needed. But in addition, things can make some higher level decisions if Fedora provides these, what I called in this item, convenience methods. But I mean, there's some of the core Fedora concepts like versioning, things like that. But then as we get into things like the content model assertion, you know, that's, you could argue that that's a little higher level in the semantic stack. But, you know, it seems like a good question to dig in on is why or why not provide that information? In this new digital object interface.
Right. And so all I'm saying is, let's not separate code from the data model, because the two of them need to work hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. So Asger wrote on IRC suggestion content model semantics.
Yeah, semantics might not have been the best of words. It's the basic idea of content model driven software stuff. Mm-hmm. Having us design a language of some sort, which we're already taking steps to do, describing what goes where in an object. In DS composite model, having the content model being able to annotate a data stream as, this is the RDF data stream, this should go into triple store, rather than having us define names for them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of thing. High level store is built to actually reflect on what's in the content models, rather than make assumptions of, about which names means what in Fedora.
I very much agree with Asker, and I all might in this context I can understand why you say content model. That's very good. I would expand it to simply say model-driven architecture.
Yeah, that's certainly what it reminded me of, Dan. Was
yeah.
Your
now
your
within our context, within our context, yes.
Yeah.
Of which much of the information is that we need to operate on is kept in the content model.
So, at this point, I was just looking at the IRC and at several comments ago at 34 past the hour, looks like Mark Diggory posted a link to a comment that he just put on the high level storage page. And it looks relevant to the discussion of model from what I've just quickly read here. Collapsed the comment. just relating some experience from DSpace 2.0, and that they were working on their storage service, and the last paragraph, these represent the storage backend, which we eventually want to see for DSpace 2.x to wire into a storage system. It moves DSpace away from the rigid hard-coded DSpace object data model and allows DSpace applications to define any graph of objects that represent content. They're played at the JCR, Fedora, triple stores, et cetera. How do we learn from this body of work and bring it into Fedora high-level storage so it can be informed by what's happening in the community at large? So I haven't really had time to digest it, but it just seemed like something to throw into the mix.
Yeah,
I don't know if it goes under this category that we're talking about right now.
Yeah, in a way, we've already kind of in the design considered the concept of a Fedora digital object class, and it sounds like what this work in the DSpace world did was to try to move away from that kind of approach.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no DSpace object. I am kind of curious to understand. Mark, are you on the call right now? Either he's not on the call or his audio is not working. It sounds like he checked out. I don't see him on the list. What I'm kind of curious to understand is that's actually kind of a tempting inclination for me as well to think about Fedora, repository in general, being able to have this sort of agnosticism about the things that it's storing. But it's kind of it's an interesting, maybe longer term discussion for me, but it seems like, you know, on one hand, you want to provide these convenience, any kind of thing that makes sense of what a Fedora digital object is. If we're saying everything we store in a Fedora repository is a Fedora digital object, then it seems like a pretty fair assumption for us to design a class that encapsulates that. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, I think about people putting all this work into content modeling and how it would be kind of neat if the kinds of content models they built were, and maybe this is going way off topic, but if their content models were kind of more generically designed so that they worked, for example, with ORE kind of, things that were expressed or could be expressed in ORE without having to consider the fact that it's in a Fedora repository.
So So I'm not sure if this is on topic or not, but I think, you know, I think it is something that that we need to not forget about, and basically to take a look. You know, as far as the model discussion, we are in fact making an implicit assumption that, you know, the Fedora contains Fedora digital objects, and this convenience interface, which you know, you can get content models from or stuff like that, is you know, is kind of the direction that we're going. But, you know, I think it's worthwhile to sort of step back and consider the thinking that DSpace had done, and see what is applicable to our line of thinking, and just to sort of do you know, because it sounds like they have reached potentially different conclusions, and I'm not exactly sure, you know, what they are, because I haven't read any of this stuff, but you know, I think we should make it a point to sort of understand this and see where it enters the conversation.
Yeah, it's usually my job to go wildly off topic. I'm looking at Asker's comments, and I really like what he said here as a notion of the architecture. We certainly need to look at the other stuff, but his notion is an architecture that allows us to have an extensible way to reflect on things, both for functionality and for the information. Using reflection in terms of storage and archive functionality will allow us to be able to do that. I don't know if that's what Mark or where DSpace is going. Do you have a comment on that?
Thank you for the support, firstly. Aside from that, I actually think that is, at least to some extent, where DSpace is going. I don't think Mark's comment about the widget hard-coded DSpace object. Please note that he denotes it as a data model. It's not just that they have a class for it. It's that it's a hard-coded data model. And they're moving away from that to a graph of objects.
I think that's a good point, Asker. I think the semantics that were formerly encoded in the DSpace model before this body of work were much more rigid than the semantics in Fedora. So I think the intent was to move more towards something that was supposed to be somewhat generic, so you could, you know, use relations to assert the semantics that you need to. But maybe not so generic as to completely do away with the idea of a, you know, in our world, a Fedora digital object interface.
I'm just wondering if somebody's interested in following up, just to sort of understand the issues that are around that, and what exactly they did, and what applicability it may have. Just so it doesn't drop off the radar, you know, I just want to make sure we do any and all due diligence. That's, you know, so is anybody interested in?
Yeah, I'm interested in that particular aspect. Because it sounds like we we have a little reading to do on
okay.
what Mark has posted, and try to sort of translate some of their conclusions into our world a little bit.
Okay.
But I just mentioned on the IRC, I think it would be good, since Mark's only on IRC right now, to have him in on whatever that future discussion is. I know he's pretty busy normally, but I think he'd be willing to, meet with us on that to help at least shed light on some of the reasoning behind that design.
So perhaps we can make that.
I would very much like to hear it from Mark and so on. I don't think I have the time to actually get to know DSpace well enough to understand this porting of stuff. But understanding the design from some of you guys who can get to Mark or actually have the time to read up on DSpace stuff, I would very much like to hear that.
I'm inclined to put this as an item underneath the Fedora object model thread of interest, perhaps we can, So I ask, are you saying that it may be useful if we can get some time from him to sort of to maybe get a call or something like that where he can explain it and we can ask questions?
Yes, that would probably be useful. Chris or somebody who works near him could actually ask him and find out if it's applicable. And if it's applicable, then yes, I think he should go on a call. That's just a way of doing it.
Okay. I think that's my inclination as well.
Yeah.
But from what we've said so far on this call, the notion of having the ability to set up some sort of API for Fedora that allows it to connect to code, that allows it to help reflect on the stuff within Fedora, including its content model information. In a pluggable way, working on top of graphs as a basic notion, I don't think it is stops any particular implementation. So the question is exactly what is the minimal stuff that we need to do in order to support the storage?
Sorry, I was just logging what that item in the IRC for now. Aaron, I don't know. I suspect you're keeping notes also. Maybe we can catch up afterwards.
I
just decided to pound some out as we talked about them to make sure they were at least captured. Should we see if there are any other items under Fedora object model? Steve just mentioned he's going to have to take off. So I think that might have been him, actually.
Yeah.
I think we're getting close to an hour and a half. So, it feels like we've got a pretty good list under Fedora object model so far. Just wonder if there's any others.
Hey, this is Eddie. I had to drop off because the plumber's here. But I caught a little bit of the discussion referencing Mark's post.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get to hear sort of the tail end of that. But I mean, this was one of the things that I was hoping would come up for discussion. So was the conclusion just that we'll talk to Mark some more about this, or do we need more like use cases to sort of flesh out some of the reasons why we might want some of this more like graph-like semantics in the high-level storage? Or like in particular, I feel like the kind of thing I want to see or be able to support eventually, you know, if not in the first round of high-level storage, is, I mean, since we seem to encourage, and most people I've seen, you know, modeling their objects, you know, are doing this whole complex atomistic type of object modeling, it would be great to be able to actually, you know, address and think about eventually having enough infrastructure to support, you know, say, not just doing like whole object versioning, but, you know, like versioning across a set of objects, something like that, right? Because, and just in general, being able to address the set of objects that are defined by the relationships that are required in a content model or something like that. So I don't know if that, did some of this kind of stuff come up at all, or?
Well, I think the versioning maybe, I mean, is kind of a sub, or, you know, the thing about whole object versioning seems like it could fall under just the versioning subcategory. But the piece on or the bit about Mark Tigray's post, if I understood the discussion right, was there was certainly interest in understanding their the conclusions they came to in the DSpace 2 work, because it certainly seems relevant. They, you know, they may not apply exactly, but it seems like we should endeavor to follow up with Mark and understand some of the conclusions they came to, and you know, if there's clearly some bad decisions we can avoid, which they've already kind of routed around in their thinking, then that would be good. So. Yeah, I think, I mean, the conclusion I heard was, let's follow up on it, and put together a call with some interested parties, and hopefully including Mark.
Right.
Eddie, you mentioned versioning, and there was something about content modeling there too. And I
well, so I mean, you know, I mean, we have people who want to be able to express the, you know, required relationships, you know, as part of the content model, right? And so that's the part of the whole enhanced C model. I mean, so if you have that sort of knowledge expressed in the content model, then it's, you know, effectively a set of Fedora objects that are usually the sort of the level of abstraction which you want to you know, talk about. A resource, so like ORE sort of level of resource identification. So then it's like it would be useful for us to be able to find a way to support that. I mean, like actually be able to talk about changes that are happening to a set of objects at a time, as opposed to just a single Fedora object. So
that, well, in, I guess the, right now, you know, it's nailing down the details under, you know, things that fall under Fedora object model and what the implications are for high level storage. So that, what you mentioned, Eddie, seems to be a refinement on one of the things that we had, it seems like kind of mentioned, but needs some more discussion, which was how much understanding of Fedora object modeling does high-level storage need to have at its core? And Asger mentioned the phrase content model semantics. Dan used the phrase model-driven. But, I mean, there, I'm sure in the future there will be refinements on, you know, content modeling and Fedora in general. I guess to me, there's kind of a relation there, I mean, there's kind of a loose relation that I identified with Mark's suggestion, and it was just in generifying what we think of as the Fedora digital object. Can we make things? Can we make it possible to define content models that aren't so rigidly tied to the core Fedora object model? Maybe the answer is a big no, but
yeah, I mean, going like really far into saying, like, I mean, you know, abandon, you know, Fedora object, and it sounds like, well, it sounds unrealistic anyway. Okay, so hold on, the plumber is drilling a hole in my wall. Hold on. No, but I mean, you know, I'm thinking of the fact that, like, if we continue to expect that people will, you know, not abandon the traditional notion of Fedora objects, but that at least they are, you know, using Rails X and Rails Int to sort of define their complex atomistic models for, you know, say a book or whatever. And I mean, it like, you want, like, I want to be able to write applications or client software against Fedora that, you know, that can deal with that notion, that can deal with my notion of how I modeled that book with, you know, its sort of related objects.
Yeah.
And like, that I don't think is, you know, getting too, that's definitely not getting, you know, totally out there as far as just, you know, arbitrary named graphs. And, but, you know, we still get to deal with the sort of familiar Fedora constructs for objects and stuff. And it's, I think it's, in fact, the supported and recommended, you know, constructs and ways of using Fedora objects. So it's just, you know, it seems like the high-level storage, whether it's really a high-level storage issue or it's something else, but then I feel like even if it's not something we're going to try and you know, tackle in a first round of high-level storage, it would be, I feel like it's good to have this sort of fleshed, this notion fleshed out a little bit of how you would make sure we don't rule out that possibility in the future, in a future, you know, iteration or rev.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dan. This was just so cool about the connection. The connection to me is that to make something model driven, one way of doing it is in the Fedora pattern is to be able to have a really easily pluggable service that pulls together the stuff that creates the streamable representation that I want to have out of the stuff I've got in it. And it also turns out that in order to do some of the other functions like pluggable storage, and the policies that are connected with them and the controls connected with them, I got to have a nice pluggable way in order to plug in services in a flexible way in order to go ahead and do those things. So, I kind of see like that's an overlap. That's commonality. Comment?
So
I made an IRC comment in regards to what I actually understood that Eddie requested. It's one of the things that we're actually doing with enhanced content models, not the enhanced content models that went into Fedora, but the bigger set of enhanced content model stuff. I'm not really sure that the solution we came up with is the right one, but it's an issue I'm going to be tracking and regarding in the high-level storage, because it is something we are using atomistic data models that where objects needs to be bundled in regards to a search engine.
So if I can maybe express the relation here with the Fedora object model piece of the high level storage, there's a question as to the, I mean, we know you know, the capability of having multi-object content models is desirable. Enhanced content modeling has dealt with that, you know, in part.
In part.
But if we just try to relate it to high-level storage, the question for me is, what awareness of high-level or of multi-object content models should exist in high-level storage, if any? And to me, that's kind of a refinement of the discussion about content model semantics in general. But it's, you know, is there some built-in support for these methods that are like, you know, list-related objects or things like that? Or is it just, you know, a sort of generic thing where it can make the interpretation based on the content, you know, and its understanding of what the content model is as a basic hook?
I just love Asker's word, bundling. So the two sides of this, no, it's perfect. The two sides of this coin as a base functionality for Fedora is that when we want to get stuff out, we want to bundle the right stuff together and stream it. When we want to put stuff in, we want to unbundle the stuff and put it in the right storage spots based on our model. Could be as simple as one data stream, and it could be as complicated as a multi-object graph distributed across all kinds of different storage systems. But those are the two sides of the coin to me, is bundling one direction and unbundling and storing in the other direction.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead, Ben.
The longer this conversation goes on, the less and less clear the distinction is for me between the storage subsystem and the service subsystem. What is the difference between the storage subsystem and the service subsystem?
Superb question to ask.
Well, I think we are getting quite pretty broad in scope in this discussion. I don't know that we have a shared definition of what a service subsystem even is, but I'm not. I mean, you know, just looking at Aaron's list that he had put together initially, I didn't see that term there at all, and so I guess I'm kind of curious what Aaron thinks about that question.
I am too. No, I mean, yeah, I mean, that is a good question. And I mean, there are some things mentioned earlier on in this conversation that sort of, you know, made me wonder, you know, how much the storage system is involved with consuming services consuming services. I forget who mentioned it. Maybe it was Dan when we were talking about convenience methods and such. And he mentioned something implying service binding and high level storage consuming services. But yeah, so I think I too have grown a little bit more. More questions in my mind have popped out as a result of this conversation. I wasn't really thinking of services being exposed across the high level storage layer, in the sense that if there are services which are used and consumed within the high level storage layer, they don't really permeate through the Fedora layer and through its APIs, you know. And so the high level storage layer would not really itself be a conduit of service binding. But I think I need to think about that a bit more. You're right. I think it is more of a question. More of a question.
So that's a. It sounds like that's an area that Dan's got some further thoughts on, and I don't want to lose those. But I'm kind of wondering if that, just Dan, in your opinion, is the service binding relevant? Like, you know, it's main. If we look at these main categories of areas under high level storage, do you think it's most relevant to the Fedora object model, or is it more relevant to, I mean, the architecture, or the API?
And, oh, and you don't like small three. Questions, do you?
You can't say all three.
Yeah. It's all three. The information that we have is used to execute the services. If we can have a uniform service mechanism, we can shrink Fedora much down into a uniform microkernel. And that with most of the functionality that it implemented in terms of pluggable services that are pretty flexible. There's a very simple example in that I could today use call a web interface through the back end to store stuff.
Sure.
Okay. How is that different from having a pluggable low-level store in the grand scheme of things?
Well, to me, it could be equivalent. I mean, low-level storage, I mean, we've already got implementations that do interact with services. I think the thing that's becoming sort of an area with a lot of questions popping up is, is there something special about Fedora service definitions and deployments that are in scope here? Because I'm betting that if the answer is yes, then you're probably the one who has the most clarity on that.
Well, and my answer is yes, in that if we do this, then first off, you have a system where you can plug in functionality into a running archive. Secondly, the archive can be informed by its contents on how that functionality ought to work. And that is very special about Fedora.
Well, if we think about the scope of high-level storage as proposed, I don't want to be too constraining here, but it seems like the main concerns are with taking things that Fedora wants to store and storing them, and also when requested, getting them back. That includes, but that's at a Fedora digital object level, which is, you know, different from just blob level. How that is done clearly could be done without at all considering service definitions and deployments and all that fun stuff. And it could be done, you know, across the wire to various web services that exist out there. You know, the syncs could be, I don't know, WebDAV, FTP, whatever you want. And those adapters could be written in a pluggable manner to do that. But the part that seems like it needs more thinking or description, probably not on this call, but it's probably worth following up on, is what is it about Fedora's behavior definitions and deployments that would make that an appropriate thing to exploit for high-level storage? I mean, honestly, I don't.
Let me throw in ideas,
but I don't see how you do it.
Yeah, well, let me throw in the comment is that the implementation may need to change. In fact, probably will need to change going on into the future, including maybe some fairly deep ideas that are in Fedora. I'm not saying that how Fedora does it right now is exactly the right thing, but generally the area that Fedora is thinking is a special spot that nobody else is doing.
Mm-hmm. So, in terms of understanding that, I mean, I think it does require probably a follow-up discussion. It seems to me like that it would be good for all of our benefits to have maybe a verbal description of what you're thinking along those lines. You know, like a written up kind of, if you have like, I don't know, I'm just throwing this out there, but you know, a couple paragraphs on what kind of solution, you know, not to every last detail, but what kind of solution would exploit Fedora behavior mechanism or behavior definition.
Completely
and
agree.
Deployment.
Yeah, gotta get all this stuff on the wiki. Completely yep. agree. Absolutely.
And I mean, another thing I want to mention is I think anytime a large reworking kind of project comes along, and I think this is true for a lot of different projects, it becomes tempting to put a lot of hope and faith into the fact that it's going to solve all the problems we've been thinking about. And I'm not just using this as an example right now, but in general, I think we need to be mindful of the fact that the high-level storage stuff is good for us to follow through with and solve some of the problems that have been stated in Aaron's white paper. And I think it's good to think flexibly about that. But I guess I get a little nervous when we throw all assumptions out the window, because it starts to smell kind of like second system syndrome, or what? I'm not sure if that's the right word, but it's the problem that you have when a project's been going along for a while, and there's an overwhelming temptation to sort of redesign the whole thing from scratch. And I think I absolutely have that temptation like every day.
but I believe that we can sneak up on this a little bit at a time, and in fact that it's essential that we do so. I even know a place where I kind of would like to start. I'm being very tactical here. Is down in LL Store, the digital object and the object store is hooked together in that interface. In a single interface, it would be kind of nice to break that apart. Finish the springification of that, and that gets us to start to sneak up on some of these ideas. Maybe it's better to start in another spot. I don't know, but I think that while we're having the highfalutin roadmap and ideas, that we also break it down into some jobs that we can do right now.
All right.
So Aaron. I'm thinking at this point we've fleshed out the you know, potential issues within the Fedora object model pretty good. I'm sort of inclined not to go forward to the APIs and any of the later stuff. We'll fill that in later, because I think we have a lot to chew off right now. So Yeah. So basically, I would. I think we have a lot to chew off, and you know, I think the next step might be sort of to write this up, follow up with Mark Diggory, and then start having some conversations on the mailing list, maybe catalyzed by if Dan writes up the idea about high level storage, access to services, or what have you. But basically, I think we have a lot that we can delve into now on this topic.
Yeah. I think so too. So, Aaron, I guess you'll want to make that post to the dev list. Then, certainly, if you want to talk at all beforehand, that's cool with me. But I'm assuming you're just going to sort of take that and go with it.
Yeah, I might want to, you know, just chat first, but you know, I have a few meetings this afternoon and I have to eat at some point. But you know, after that, yeah, we'll come, because I've been writing notes and you have too. We'll need to at least synchronize with that and then send out a message to the list.
I think that's good. And in terms of the other categories, you know, early in the call you mentioned having Jira components, and then you know Dan made the good point that you know about when we actually get down into some design activities, you know, before populating Jira with a bunch of issues, let's use a little more flexible means to think about the design, and then you know when it starts to get broken down, we'll actually add issues. But in terms of the categories, we can add them whenever we're ready, whenever you feel like it's appropriate, Aaron. We could add those to Jira.
Yeah. Do I have permission to do certain things or not?
I think you. Well, let's see. Jira is kind of funny. Unfortunately, when you're a project lead or a project admin, even on a specific project, you don't necessarily have permission to do some of those things. You have to become a complete Jira admin, which kind of sucks because anybody who needs to do that then needs to kind of have root for the whole system. Why don't we have a follow up and just compare our lists? Mine are actually posted on IRC, but let's maybe just talk and try to do it in person and see if you do have permission to do it.
Okay, sounds good.
So let me just Skype me whenever you're ready to talk.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, anything else for today? All right. Well, thank you very much, everybody who's still on. I think this was a great discussion and will help us sort of move forward on the high-level storage work, starting with some practical breaking out of design areas. So thanks a lot, Aaron.
Yeah.
All right. Talk to you all later.
Yeah. Talk to you later.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.